Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Wednesday, as Christmas starts approaching us, it's the time of the year where the families get together, but this year it's a little different.
Yeah, edging ever closer to Friday. What, two nights sleep?
Yeah, two more sleeps.
Yeah, listen, 2020 is 2020, but Christmas is Christmas, you know, and family at the Christmas table is family at the Christmas table. Each family has unique dynamics, and let's face it, I mean, some are more complex than others. Speaking of which, recently we watched the real-life drama Hillbilly Elegy, starring Glenn Close, on Netflix. The film is based on the best-selling memoir of J.D. Vance, who chronicles his upbringing and family history of poverty and drug addiction while growing up in the city of Middletown, Ohio. And on the line this morning, all the way from Ohio in the U.S. of A, baby,
yeah. We
have Kevin Ratliff, brother-in-law to the author and main character J.D. Vance, as well as the husband to Lindsay Ratliff. Kevin, good morning, and thank you so much for chatting to the Algoa FM Breakfast team.
Good morning.
Kevin, I'm going to jump straight in there. Listen, I mean, from the beginning, we see through the movie that you've just been such a constant, you know, particularly in Lindsay's life. You've gone from boyfriend to husband, and you experienced along with her all of the difficulties that the family had gone through. You know, with all the hardships growing up and so on, did it take a lot of courage to expose oneself and to be vulnerable before the world? And was it an easy decision to give Jade and the producers of the movie permission to share the story, or did you guys have to think long and hard about it?
Well, it definitely was a difficult decision, and we had to make it as a family. I have my wife here with me, and I think she'd like to give a little feedback on that.
Oh, fantastic. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Would you like to share, perhaps, from your side, how easy or difficult it might have been to give permission and to expose yourself like that?
Yes, absolutely. So I feel like it was a very hard choice because it didn't just affect, you know, myself. It affected my children and my mother, especially. My grandparents couldn't speak for themselves, and they were very private people. So I don't, it wasn't very easy at all.
Mm. Lindsay, while we have you on the line, did the actors meet up with the family to get a feel of their characters and to get into character?
So the only person that was able to actually meet the character in real life was Glenn. She wasn't able to meet with my mama because she's no longer with us. But we all met with the characters, with the actors. We got to sit with them, and they tried to ask us as many questions as they could. We took photos with them. They were genuinely good people. I was especially struck by Amy Adams. She was just an incredible kind, down-to-earth woman.
Now, watching the movie, what emotions did you experience? Was there a flood of memories of a very dark place with your mom in particular?
I tried really hard for a long time to suppress a lot of memories and to get past it. And then whenever you see somebody acting out things that truly happened, it puts you back in that place. But then I look over at my mom and I just see how she is now. And I also am bursting with pride.
Look, I mean, obviously you would be the best person to criticize the movie. Do you think that the actors portrayed the real story accurately?
So, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I think that they tried very hard. I wish that I could say that I was very pleased with the way that my own character was portrayed. I don't believe that it showed the closeness of the relationship between JD and I. It wasn't a true, it was more of a love story between my grandmother and my brother. and less of a love story between my brother and myself. And growing up, it was definitely JD and I as a team, the two of us and only the two of us whenever, you know, the rubber hit the road and Mama wasn't always there. Mm. It was just us.
Obviously, when you put yourself out there, and with any movie, there is criticism that comes with that as well. How did the family feel about some of the negative criticism received about the movie? Was it hard not to take it personally?
Oh, absolutely. I have always been so defensive of JD. And even though, you know, I can say bad things and I can be frustrated with him, it infuriates me for others to have, you know, negative opinions and say hurtful words. And I mean, he's been called so many things that are just untrue. You know, he's a genuinely good guy. He's young, and I think that he's got a lot to learn in life, but he's such a good guy and he's so smart, and he doesn't even get the opportunity to show off his true personality and skill a lot of the time because there's so much criticism.
Listen, Lindsay, I could literally chat to you all morning. In fact, I could be sitting at your Christmas table in 2 days' time sharing that Christmas lunch and just chatting to you guys because there's just so much to say and to ask and to find out about. But we have unfortunately run out of time. I will keep in touch, though, and I do hope that the family is doing well, that Mom's doing okay, and that you guys will be spending some time together.
We're all very happy.
Fantastic. Listen, we wish you guys a fantastic Christmas, a really happy festive season, and everything of the best for the new year. Thank you so much for taking the time and for agreeing to chat to Algo FM Breakfast this morning.
All right. Thank you. You all too.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.